I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone, but with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults aged 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider, and if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meet, R-E-J-O-Y. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. Then, there's the natural hormonal changes our body goes through, perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it. The good news is, we don't have to suffer through it anymore. The good news is we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. For a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com just using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com using code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today.
To whoever this may impact, sometimes our lives have to be completely shaken up, changed, and rearranged to relocate us where we're really meant to be. Sometimes change feels like loss, transformation is scary, and sometimes to discover the best versions of ourselves, we must let go of absolutely everything that's holding us down. Welcome to I Missed Me, your new safe space. I'm excited to form a part of your healing journey.
Sometimes you cannot have both. Probably one of the biggest lessons that I've ever learned. Sometimes you cannot have both. You cannot have peace, but choose to give your energy to everyone. You cannot have stability, but choose to stay in environments that are constantly triggering your fight or flight. You cannot have time, but pack your schedule prioritizing everyone but yourself. You cannot have healthy relationships by staying with that one toxic person that constantly shows you that they are not going to change. You cannot have balance by staying in a routine that is making you feel exhausted. Sometimes you cannot have both. And sometimes you will have to make a choice. Making choices is not easy. And sometimes the right decision will be the hard one. It will be the painful one. And most of the times, knowing what the right decision is and the healing process behind it is what makes us stay in the wrong environment. Letting go and cutting a toxic relationship is hard, but staying and allowing disrespect is even harder. Cutting off a toxic friend is lonely, but staying in an environment where you're never appreciated is even harder. Getting to know yourself is hard, but getting to know yourself through what other people have to say about you will destroy you. The right decision will not always be easy. And again, because we know it won't be easy, we just simply not make it. Duality. Two opposing forces creating balance. Everything in life has duality. And everything in life that you love will always come along with something that you hate. You will love the results that you will get after consistently going to the gym. But sometimes, you will hate having to wake up early and go to the gym. You will love getting paid and receiving that check. But sometimes, you will hate having to go to work. You will love the person that you're meant to be with. But you will hate having to go through multiple heartbreaks to finally get to that person. You will love the best version of yourself. But you will hate having to face the worst one first. Here's the thing about duality. It is not meant to make us suffer. But it is meant to show us contrast and to give us perspective. The space between the things we want and the things we have to go through to get there is what helps us grow. The gym, the job, the heartbreaks, they all teach us resilience and shape our ability to appreciate the reward at the end. Life isn't about eliminating discomfort, but it is about learning how to sit with it, how to make space for it, and how to hug it. When we start to realize that the path to fulfillment is paved with challenges, it shifts our perspective. We begin to understand that discomfort is just a part of the journey, not something to avoid. Deciding to heal, to look for balance, or to make hard decisions does not mean you won't feel pain. But real growth and healing means that because you are ready and meant for more, you choose to go through the pain instead of around it. Pain is a signal that there's something within us that needs our attention, something that needs to be faced and maybe even released. It is a way for life to wake us up, to get us to look at what's no longer working, and to make a change. And yes, sometimes we choose to stay in what's comfortable, even if that comfort is painful. the known pain, feel safer than the unknown discomfort of change. We convince ourselves that maybe, somehow, things will get better if we just stay for longer. But deep down, we know that's not the path to peace or balance. The art of duality, understanding that no matter the choice, pain will be present. And because of this understanding, might as well make the right choice and feel the right pain. It will be uncomfortable and it will be scary. But on the other side of that fear is freedom, the kind of peace that can't be shaken by anything or anyone outside of you. When we finally decide to put ourselves first and to choose peace over chaos, stability over stress, and self-respect over toxicity, you will finally begin to align with a life that truly feels like your own. Duality will always be present. It is how balance is kept, and it is how pain eventually turns into peace. Knowing that no matter what, there is no avoiding it, instead of resisting it, learn how to embrace it. See the lessons in every uncomfortable moment, and know that no matter how much pain you're going through, it will always come along with something that you will eventually love. Life is full of choices that force us to face the reality of duality. Sometimes, we want two different things that just can't coexist. We might want freedom, but crave security, or seek independence, but seek for connection. These moments are not easy, but they are essential. They remind us that the journey isn't about having everything we want all at once, but it is about deciding what we need most in each moment and being at peace with the path we choose. Making decisions means accepting that sometimes doors will close, and while that can feel scary, it is also freeing. It means you're actively shaping your life. You're not letting life simply happen to you. You're defining it, one choice at a time. When you make a decision, you're affirming your values, prioritizing your growth, and moving closer to the person you're meant to become. It is okay to let go of the what ifs. Sometimes, our minds get so wrapped up in wondering what could happen if we choose one path over the other. But remember, every choice teaches you something. There is no such thing as a perfect choice. There is only the choice that feels right to you in the moment. And each decision you make is a step forward. It is an experience, so accept that sometimes you have to let go of one thing to make space for another. Trust that your choices will lead you to exactly where you need to be, even if it's not always clear in the moment. Making a decision is very brave, and every time you choose, you're telling the universe you're ready to move forward. It is okay to be decisive. It is okay to prioritize one dream and one version of yourself. Give yourself permission to choose fully, without regret, and trust that each choice is guiding you towards the life you've been dreaming of. Think about one area in your life where you've been hesitating to make a decision, and ask yourself, what's holding me back? What would happen if I choose a harder, but ultimately healthier path? Sometimes, the choice that feels the hardest is the one that leads you to the life that you've been longing for a long time. And remember, healing, balance, and growth aren't about perfection. They're about making choices that align with the type of person that you're looking to become. And even when those choices feel hard, you are stronger than the discomfort. You are capable of choosing what's best for you. And even if it feels difficult right now, know that you are building a foundation for a path that will ultimately lead you to who you really are. With love, Mafe. Besties, if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share with anyone that might need to listen. Don't forget that we have a membership, where as soon as you sign up, you will receive an I Missed Me hoodie. Plus, you have access to an exclusive episode every single month, printable activities, meditations, monthly challenges, PDF guides, and behind-the-scenes content. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media, I Missed Me Podcast, on Instagram and TikTok, and subscribe to I Missed Me's YouTube channel, I Missed Me Podcast. I will see you guys on our next episode.